Hello. Hello.
Hi, is this Gwen?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, this is Stephanie with Local Splash. I actually meant to call. I dialed you by accident. I do apologize. I will be calling you tomorrow at 12:15.
At what time?
12:15. Well, let's see here. 12:15 my time. So that's 1:15 your time.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you meant to call. Okay, instead of calling me. Right.
I accidentally. Yeah. Sorry about that.
No worries. I heard my phone super, super early, and it was one of those damn robocalls. I couldn't believe it. But, yeah, this is good because I need to find out a little bit more about the whole, the way you guys work your advertising app.
Yes. Yes, I will go.
Because I was talking with Jessica about it for a bit, and then she said she was going to call back today, but haven't received her call, and said you did. So no problem. But tomorrow, 12:15.
Jessica from Local Splash or a different company?
Well, I thought it was Local Splash.
It may have been a different company.
And
then
also talked to a guy there who got me to Jessica, which was really weird. And because also I found out that, I guess even with Home Advisor or Angie, you know, that the phone numbers for the pros, the contractors, they're all available for people that are available. And then, I mean, I've even gotten some weird calls from people that I don't even have an idea who they are. And that's for here in Colorado. And it's like, oh, okay. And then they say, oh, yeah, we live in DePaul. And I'm like, how'd you find me? How'd you get my number? And they said, through Home Advisor. But usually, because Home Advisor is now trying to be run by Angie. And Angie used to give me a bunch of leads. But I got to pay for every one of those leads they send. With Splat, what I understand, this is through Jessica, that I pay $200 and it's good for the month. I don't get charged per lead.
Yes, you don't get charged per lead. That's right. And I believe, I don't know if you're referring to me. My name is Stephanie. I'm the one that you last spoke to from Local Splash.
Or day before?
The only other person you spoke to with Local Splash was Dennis. And then, Dennis was the last person you spoke with. You did speak with someone else earlier on, back in August.
With Local Splash?
Uh-huh, yes.
Oh, really?
But,
wow, okay.
Yes, but we are reaching out to you because we have this listing available and, that's why Dennis was calling you later this, earlier this afternoon.
Is it for a job?
Is it for what? This is to get your company on the first page of Google in the local map section.
Yeah, that's what she said too.
Yeah, I spoke with you at 10 minutes. We talked 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock your time.
It wasn't a Jessica. Jessica might have been on some other advertising site.
My name is Stephanie.
I've got a bunch of calls in about advertising and stuff like this, and I'm just going, and I'm just trying to find a better deal. And how many people do you get from up here in Colorado calling for contractors in the painting business?
Well, as far as how many, I'm not sure I'm following your question. How many painters are listed on Google, or how many painters are we working with?
This gal, she named off a bunch of company names from up here in Colorado. Not specifically Seaboat. She did mention two company names that are they have their offices here in Seaboat. So
those are the companies that are currently showing up on that first page of Google in the local map section.
Right. Okay.
So those are your competitors that are currently benefiting from being on that first page. So what we will do is place you in front of your competitors, so you'll be one of the top recommended companies in your area. You'll get those calls too.
Okay. That'll be great. How many leads or people you have people calling for painting jobs? Because I'm a painting contractor.
Right.
So that's my question. How many customers do you get calling you or going online seeking a painting contractor?
Calling us? Well, we wouldn't have any painters calling us. Are you asking how many calls you would be receiving if you were on that first page of Google?
Well, I actually went through the site.
Actually, you mean how many painting companies call us in need of our services?
No. I don't know of anybody. And I even mentioned that to another painting contractor up here. And they went, what? Local Splash? That doesn't even sound like a funny way to advertise for, you know, anything. And then if you open up the page for Local Splash and you see some paint or something being splashed,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty unique, you know. I guess I'll expect a call from you at 12:15 tomorrow. Yeah, because I got to get moving here.
Sure, absolutely. I will call you back tomorrow at around 1:15 your time, Glenn.
Now what time? First you said 12:15, now you're saying 1:15?
1:15 your time. I can call you back at 11:15. I'm sorry, what time works best for you? How about that? You tell me what time works best for you, and we'll schedule a call back.
12:15 is perfect, right at lunchtime.
Perfect. I will call you then.
Yeah, 12:15. My
now, on
mountain,
a scale of 1 to 10, how interested would you say you really are in listing Glenn's custom painting on that first page of Google?
Pretty interested. Just because the main part where what Home Advisor Andy leads, what they do is for every lead they give you, and they can give you a ton, mm-hmm. you get charged right then. You don't get charged for calling them. But then again, you can get charged for calling because they keep track of how many times you communicated with that customer. It's like they're just about watching almost every step, you know, until the actual labor part of it starts. But anyway, I'll just expect you to call up 12:15 tomorrow. That'd be great. And then we can continue on because I really got to get moving here.
Okay. Not a problem, Glenn. Absolutely. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thank you. You also. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.